It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Now, here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I'm Anita Thomas, and I'm here with Olivia Vaughnson, and we have a great show today all about Texas. And Olivia, it's a city that people, when we say the name, they think we're talking about Virginia.
They do. We're talking about Fredericksburg, Texas, and we actually mentioned them on our Father's Day show, too.
We did mention them on the Father's Day show because I had a chance to go and visit Fredericksburg, and I was very, very pleasantly surprised. But I have to back up and say I was one of those people when I first heard about Fredericksburg. I was like, oh, Fredericksburg, Virginia. It's like, no, Texas. So it's really a very, very kind of interesting reason why there's a city in Texas called Fredericksburg that you would associate more with the East Coast kind of area near Virginia.
Yes, and it's a special place. It's got its own kind of culture and tradition there.
It does. And it's located in the hill country part of Texas, which is about 75 miles from Austin, about 70 miles from San Antonio. As a matter of fact, flying into Fredericksburg, you will fly into San Antonio. So today's show, I want to talk all about Fredericksburg and my trip there and some of the things that I found really special about it.
And Fredericksburg, we can kind of talk about the name a little bit for a second. Why is it called Fredericksburg? It was founded in 1846 by Altfried Hans von Mosbach.
So that's right.
German influence there.
Definitely German influence there. You definitely hear the German in his name, for sure. Now, what the plan was that more people would come and settle there in that particular area from Germany. So that was the whole plan that Mosbach had. And he brokered a treaty with the Comanche in the area so that there would be no fighting, no disputes, no things like that, that they could really live in peace with each other. And to this day, that treaty is considered to be unbroken.
Very interesting. And maybe that's why Southern Living in 2018 considers it the best small town in Texas. And as we talked about on the Father's Day show, too, because it's in hill country and you're going to see a lot of vineyards and wineries there, and you'll see a lot of influence in the architecture from its German heritage, it almost feels like a kind of European countryside town.
Well, it does, because when you go, you still see a lot of architecture that reflects German architecture. You see a lot of houses that have the wood frame. You see a lot of, when you go to Europe, sometimes you see those flower boxes in the windows. You see a lot of those kind of things, a lot of flowers. As a matter of fact, Fredericksburg is known for their spring flowers, and a lot of people go just for that reason, to see the flowers during the spring.
And as we know, with Helen, Georgia, where there is a kind of German influence, there will be an Oktoberfest.
Well, absolutely. There are lots of events that take place there. A lot of them centered around really the heritage and the history of Fredericksburg. So as you mentioned, the Oktoberfest, absolutely they have that. I think most German towns are going to have an Oktoberfest.
Right.
You can kind of bet on that. You can put a little bit of money down on that. But they also have a Founders Day Festival, a Kinderfest also too, meaning something for the kids. So a lot of activities and things that are going on. So you could actually center your trip around that. But you know something else too, because we talk a lot on the show about art. A lot of art galleries are in Fredericksburg too, which is a nice surprise.
You'll find art galleries. You'll also find some different museums nearby, one of which is the National Museum of the Pacific War.
Absolutely. There are quite a few museums. We'll go into detail about them, but a lot of museums around the history and sort of around the reason why people moved to that area, because it was a good area for farming and doing some of the things that the people had done in Germany. It kind of reminded them, I guess, a bit of being back at home. So great for wine there, a lot of wineries in that particular area. So it's good for growing a lot of plants and things like that. So that area was quite popular, and they still continue to celebrate it. And when you go there, you see a lot of things that remind you of maybe how things were in the early 1900s.
And also nearby, speaking of the history there, you've got Johnson City, home to President Johnson, and what we know as the Texas White House.
That's right. That's right. Now, you're listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and Olivia and I are talking about Fredericksburg, Texas. Before you put Virginia in there, it's Fredericksburg, Texas, not Virginia. But you're absolutely right. Johnson City, Olivia, is very close by, and that is the birthplace of our president, Lyndon B. Johnson. And in an area near there, we're going to talk a lot about that because that was actually my favorite part of going on this particular trip was visiting what he called the Texas White House.
Very cool. And there's an entire National Historical Park there. So you can see the Texas White House, of course, but there are also several different structures. And we'll talk about the Living kind of History Museum that's there. But as we were talking about, Fredericksburg itself has so many like historical monuments and museums. There are actually over 700 historically significant structures. So you can take several different walking tours, which I'm sure will take you through different restaurants too, which, you know, probably a little different from restaurants you might find, you know, in other places in Texas. So it's an interesting little hub there.
It really is an interesting hub, and you definitely feel the German influence on a lot of the structures, as you mentioned, those historic structures. And one of the structures that's really kind of cool for people to see are these small houses that were called Sunday houses. So during the 1870s, right after, you know, people were starting to come and settle there, the farmers would come into town and they'd build these smaller houses kind of for their weekend getaway. So to
right.
speak, a chance for them to get away from the farms, get away from the ranches, come into town and have a stay. And they call them Sunday homes. And today you can still, a lot of them are B&B, so you can stay in them. The furnishings are a little bit different because during that time, the furnishings were pretty bare. And some of the museums that you can go and see have Sunday homes set up just as they would have been around that time. So it's kind of bare. You see that there was a bed and there was a place for meals, but wasn't a lot of things in there for their weekend homes.
And now they are quaint vacation cottages, but they were also important for farmers who kind of lived in remote areas, and they would come into town on the weekends to restock on provisions. And also a lot of them would go to church and they'd stay in those Sunday houses mm-hmm. for the weekend so they could get all of that done and not have to, you know, make that long travel.
Back and forth, absolutely. So as you mentioned, they go to church, they would do any kind of things they wanted to do around the city. I'm sure a lot of visiting with each other. Just a chance for them to kind of kick back from the farms and from the ranches. And today, some of the descendants of the early settlers have changed those into B&Bs. Of course, some of them have been sold to other people, but it's kind of cool to stay in some of the ones, I would think, that the descendants still own those homes.
You really feel like you're in a German countryside.
Especially if you get a chance to meet them and hear their stories. You know how much we love meeting people sort of when we're out on the road? We love to meet people and hear those personal stories of living on the land over generations. It's always very interesting to hear those stories.
Yeah, that's the best part.
That is definitely the best part. Now, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about all those museums that we were mentioning, because Fredericksburg, really, when I think about it, if you are a history buff, or even a political buff, since there's a lot of Lyndon B. Johnson history and stories there, you would love Fredericksburg and the surrounding area, because there are so many historic things that you can see and do. And I think we can touch on a couple of those museums and give a little bit more information about them when we come back here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, today's show is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations, and that is located down on the beautiful coast of Georgia. So not quite as far as Fredericksburg. You may not find too many German things there, but you can certainly go and have a great time on the beach.
History, family traditions, got it all.
Got it all there as well. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the things to do in Fredericksburg here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.
There's a place not too far away from here, out with the cows and the Lone Star beer, where they're living and loving, it's quite all right with me. What they call it, Texas, it's a mighty fine place to be. Runs from Texas, Arkansas, to El Paso, and Oklahoma down to Old Mexico, and there's Houston, Dallas, Austin, and San Antonio. People in Texas sure do make you feel at home.